It's time again for Health Talk on KFAR Radio. 30 minutes of healthy conversation about practical ways to improve your quality of life. Now, from the all-new White Spruce Medical, here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Health Talk. My name is Scott Looper, and I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. Our guest today is Audrey Stack. Audrey is the clinic manager for our clinic, White Spruce Medical, here in Fairbanks. And today we're going to talk about acne. And the reason why we're talking about acne is because Audrey said we're going to talk about acne. So, Audrey, why are we talking about acne?
It's an interesting topic because it feels so common, right? Everybody has, I imagine everybody's experienced it in some way, but it's also, from a medical standpoint, famous for being impossible to treat.
Acne is the second most common disease on the planet after osteoarthritis. So it is extremely common. It is treatable, but it's not easy to treat. There's a lot of things you can do, and occasionally somebody has a case of acne, and you can, you know, they can do a little something, wash their face or something and get rid of it. But there are people who there's not enough drugs on the planet to be able to get rid of acne. It can be very, very, very stubborn and very upsetting. Lots of people, turns out, lots of people really care about what their face looks like.
They very much so do. And, yeah.
Present company excluded. Notice we're on the radio.
So, you're 12 years old, acne shows up, and somebody says, oh, go wash your face, it'll clear up. When did that work?
Yeah,
never.
Right. If it were so easy, right?
I mean, maybe you were really dirty and it was like irritated. Maybe allergic to something and you washed it off. I mean, I guess you could kind of,
you know,
think
honestly,
of it that
washing
way.
Your face can actually make it worse. Our resident, we were talking to her before we'd left the clinic this afternoon, and she said, my dad told me that what I needed to do was quit washing my face and quit using makeup, which I did neither one because I was a teenager, and I both washed my face very intensely and plastered my face with makeup. And you know what? My acne was horrible.
Well, I imagine it gets worse. So let's start with, what is acne like actually? It's an infection, right?
Yeah. Let me help with this one. Acne is an infection. It's an infection of the pores of your face. That's what it is. And what happens with the pores is there's food in there. Okay, think of it this. If you're a microbe, this is a giant tunnel packed full of food.
And what kind of food do you mean?
Tasty, delicious food.
Like
oils.
Yeah.
And sugars. And dead cells and, you know, stuff.
So
it's, imagine it's like a cavern that is just packed through and through with all the food you need. It's warm. It's dark, it's safe, it's protected from the sunlight and the world, and it is fabulous. And so what the bacteria do is they go in and they colonize this cavern, so to speak. I'm using the wrong word because this is, you know, pores are actually quite small. But when you're a bacteria, it's not small, it's big. So there's lots of space in there. And so what they go in there and they multiply. They form a colony. They form this little civilization of bacteria in there, so much so that they fill it up. And what you get is a pimple. You get,
so the body decides that they've got to go.
Yeah, the body goes, it says, this is not good. We don't like infection. So they send in white blood cells to go knock some heads in. And eventually you get the formation of pus. Now, in order to get acne, you have to have really three things. Number one is you have to have a pore. Without a pore, you can't get acne.
Okay, so you got to be a person.
Yeah, well, or
some
something.
Kind. Yeah, got it.
You need a pore. Secondly, you need the pore to be filled with food, at least have a goodly amount of food in there. And then thirdly, you need bacteria. You put a pore, food, and bacteria together, and what you get is a colony. And the body doesn't like bacterial colonies. That's called an infection, by the way. And so what the body does is it sends in white blood cells to get rid of that, and now you have a pimple. And then, you know, and there's also, it tends to be inflammatory. Turns out these bacteria are not just minding their own business. They're creating all kinds of chemicals. There's a chemical warfare going on. They're trying to, you know, kill off the other bacteria. They're trying to kill off the white blood cells. They're trying to do everything they can to survive. So they make a bunch of toxic stuff. It irritates the skin. You get redness. You get inflammation. You get swelling. No, you wouldn't think swelling? Yeah, really, you get swelling. And what happens is there's enough swelling and irritation to go on that it pinches off the end of the pore. So now nothing can get in or out. And now you got, you know, not a pore, you got a cave. Now, if it gets really bad, that cave can go down deeper and you can get cystic acne. Heaven forbid. Cystic acne is another thing altogether. It's a harder thing to treat. So we're not going to be talking about cystic acne today. We're going to be talking about the more pedestrian, run-of-the-mill acne. Mostly it occurs in teenagers.
I was gonna say, so why not kids? I mean, I have seen it in kids, but never like teenagers.
Well, think about it for a second. What of those things do kids not have? Well, they have pores. Now, they're very small.
They're very small.
They have bacteria because there's bacteria on their skin. They don't have the food. The pores aren't full of oil. Kids are not oily.
No, they can never bathe and they just get dirty. They don't get oily.
Yeah, they don't get greasy. Kids don't get greasy. And a lot of them, you know, hardly bathe at all. Once a week, whether you need it or not, right? That's kind of a classic kid thing.
Right.
Some kids like to bathe. Some kids don't. I mean, when I was a kid, I'm saying too much here for the radio, I didn't like to bathe. You know, my mom had to lean on me once a week.
Right. Well, and teenagers often get leaned on to bathe as well until the acne starts up.
Now they're starting to get greasy because they're getting older. Their body's changing. Their hormones are changing. Now they're starting to make oils. Let's pick a better word. Oils, but really is grease. It's oils on your skin.
And in your hair.
And in your hair, and then in your armpits, and they start to get stinky. And it's armpit has nothing to do with it other than it's another sign of this change that's taking place that's causing your body to make more oil. And now there's more food, plenty of food for that matter, for the bacteria to eat. So you have relatively narrow pores because you're a teenager and your pores are just now just expanding in size. So they're not that big. And you're tasty and delicious.
So adults also make lots of oil, maybe not as much as teenagers, though, and they tend not to suffer from acne as much.
So what's the difference there? Nobody knows exactly what the difference is. Here's one of the things we do know. Pores tend to widen when you're an adult, so there's less chance of getting the pinch point and getting the actual, you know, buildup of...
Oh, it just flushes out.
Yeah, it tends to work its own way out. Okay, that's the number one thing. Second thing is our immune systems get more mature and they get better at fighting the bacteria.
They don't have to freak out.
Yeah, and they're just better at it. They just get more practice of taking care of this kind of thing. So it's common for young people to get acne. And then as you mature, your immune system gets better and better at dealing with it. Not always. There's some people that they don't get better. In fact, their acne gets worse, and they have an inflammatory condition that tends to make it worse, and that's another thing altogether. Remember, I told you about cystic acne. It really has characteristics that are quite different from regular acne. But regular acne tends to clear up as we get older. Now, for the sake of completeness, there's other kinds of acne. There's a tiny little acne known as rosacea, where you get a tiny little pimple, and that's another thing altogether as well. It has to do with the way your skin is, and it tends to be more genetic, because people have a certain Celtic derivation are more prone to rosacea. There's more that can be said about it, but let's keep it to the run-of-the-mill, straightforward, common as dirt, regular acne.
So it seems that if you took away the foods, you take away the sugar and you take away the oil. So you
then your acne will clear up.
Wash your face.
No, turns out it doesn't work. You think it would work because now we're just stripping the oils from our skin and it doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work is because in order to get the skin to work well, you need to have healthy bacteria colonize it first and for them to live there and fight off the bad bacteria. And so if you get a healthy colony of bacteria on your skin, then things run better. Remember I told you Dr. Brewster's dad, who's not the expert necessarily, but he did give her good advice. He said, don't use makeup, don't wash your face. And what he was saying is, let the natural bacteria grow up on your face and you'll have a line of protection. That's what you want to do. Now, this is a hard sell. There's probably three quarters of people listening to thinking, is Dr. Looper crazy? I'm not supposed to wash my face? What is he?
And I'm
he doesn't know how greasy I am.
Wearing makeup.
Yep. So there's the problem right there. It's hard to get your head around the fact you're not going to wash your face and you're going to be wearing makeup.
So what if you wash your face and put oils back?
No, it doesn't work. Yeah, good in theory, but doesn't pan out. Here's what's actually done. Let's talk about practical solutions. Here's what's actually done to treat acne. The number one treatment of acne is antibiotics. That is a thing that works. You go to a dermatologist, I'll bet you dollars of donuts, what they're going to do is we're going to put you on
back
antibiotics.
Up just a little bit. I've heard that another home remedy is no sugar.
Yeah, it doesn't really work. Here's the thing. It should in theory, because the bacteria need sugar and they're eating sugar. If there's a lot of sugar in your system, then if you avoid the sugar, then the acne will clear up. Certainly there's anecdotal stories. We all know people who quit eating sugar and their acne
and
got
hear
better or cleared
parents
up.
Parents tell kids that, or they tell them to not eat greasy foods. Cut the oil down.
Yeah. Here's what actually happens. It's not the sugar per se. It's sugars in general. Now, sugar can come from sugar. It can also come from carbohydrates. It also can be made by our bodies. Our bodies have the capacity to actually make sugar out of other stuff. Now, the key thing is if there's a lot of extra sugar hanging around the body, leaking into the skin, going in with the oils and sweats and so on and so forth. Yeah, if you have high blood sugars, the problem could be worse. Or if you're eating tons of carbohydrates, the problem could be worse. Or what's more likely, and this is where it dovetails nicely into what we do as a clinic, what happens is those extra carbohydrates feed the bad bacteria that's in your gut. And what they do is they prosper. And they make lots of poop, which we call toxins. And these toxins, these either byproduct of bacterial metabolism or just the stuff they're making in order to keep the other bacteria away and down, get into our system and tend to make our skin worse as well. We're talking disruption. Disruption of the normal, happy, healthy bacterial, universe that lives on our skins. If we disrupt that, things go to hell in a handbasket. That is the real problem.
So it's a side effect.
So can sugar contribute to that? You bet it can. But if you avoid sugar, is it going to clear it up? Nah. No, usually not. It can. Most of the time it doesn't. You do the research, you actually look at the actual research, the result is either non-existent, that they can't see it in the research, or weak. Those are your two choices when you avoid sugar. Non-existent or weak in terms of the benefit that comes from it. Now, the power here is getting your skin to get normal.
So what about these antibiotics? Go back to that.
Well, they work. You take antibiotics, you work, your skin clears up.
Is this oral or topical?
No, it's mostly oral. It can be topical, too. You can actually do topical antibiotics. Mostly, though, I find people doing it oral. I don't know why, but that's usually what it is. Unfortunately, it also kills your gut bacteria. And it weakens you in a lot of other ways. And it does keep the acne down. But I don't think people really get healthier from doing the antibiotics. Now, I'm prejudiced because I run a gut clinic. And, all I see is the wrecks. Normal people who do well and they're happy and they're well-adjusted, they never come in and see me. It's only the people who have this wrecked them. And they've said, I've never been better since I did antibiotics for my skin. I've had gut problems. I have colitis. I have diarrhea. I have constipation. I have heartburn, whatever. This is our stock and trade.
So
we see this every day, bunches of people with this. So I am prejudiced against these because of what I see. There's lots and lots of people that don't do well on the antibiotics. There's no doubt there are lots of people that do well on them. God bless them, but I just never seen.
Now, I have heard that they could potentially cause people to be resistant to antibiotic treatments.
Yep.
And that the antibiotics might not work forever for that individual.
Yep, very much so. What happens is the bugs learn to be resistant. You have a billion bugs. Chances are one of them at some point is going to create a resistance to it. And then suddenly they have a superpower. Those antibiotics can't touch them. And so what they do is they prosper. And this happens all the time. This is inevitable. Inevitable. It will happen. It is happening. It's just a matter of time. But what happens is now we can't use antibiotics anymore because we've developed resistance to this.
And
this
your
is
acne
MRSA.
Comes back.
Yeah, and your acne comes back. But this is MRSA. This is C. diff. These are infections
that people get
that antibiotics won't work on, and they just simply can't fix it. And what these people end up doing a lot of times is dying. It really creates a serious problem in our society. So there's that. That's
well,
a whole
society-wise, but on the individual level, it can
and then it
fail.
Won't work. You get a resistance to it. Yeah, and usually what the doctors do in that case is they say, okay, tetracycline doesn't work anymore. Let's go to something else. They'll pick another antibiotic instead.
Oh, okay.
And usually it'll work. You just switch
until
over to another
grow
antibiotic.
Up.
Yeah, and then it goes and goes and goes. For the individual person, certainly has been helpful for people. And I don't want to naysay it too much because it does actually work. except for I do want to naysay it because it doesn't always work. It's not the most clever solution. There's a better ways to do it. There's a better way. The better way to do this is to restore a normal, healthy environment on your skin. So how do you do that? It turns out there's a bunch of things to do. Now, wait. We got to take a break.
All right.
Audrey, you give me these questions. Get me going on getting all worked up. Let's take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some alternatives to treatment, some other ways using the information we have about how acne works, things that we can do to intervene in a way that leaves you healthier.
Don't give up. Good health is possible. We'll be back with more Health Talk.
One in four people will have heartburn this week. One in six suffer from irritable bowel. Thousands more suffer from diseases caused by gut dysfunction and poor digestion. The good news is relief is here. I'm Dr. Scott Looper. My colleagues and I are experts in the effective treatment of gastrointestinal diseases. We are waiting to see you at White Spruce Medical. Call us to make an appointment. Located in the Steese Medical Center here in Fairbanks. Treating the core, living the cure. White Spruce Medical.
When you have an opinion.
In my opinion.
Do you have a new opinion or do you have the same opinion you had before?
A question.
Let me start with question number one.
Here's my question.
Whether you agree.
My compliments to your guests on their accuracy of the statements they've made.
Or disagree.
Oh yeah, you guys think you know.
You guys don't have any idea what you're talking about.
This is your source for news.
This is rocket science and things do happen on this stuff.
And conversation.
It's real and it's fantastic.
From the supermarket to the stock market, follow the business news you can use daily on News Talk 660 KFAR.
Now, more Health Talk on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
So welcome back to Health Talk. I'm here with Audrey Stack. We're talking about acne. So if you just joined the show, let me kind of do a recap on acne. First of all, it's a super common problem, one of the most common diseases on the planet, second most common, in fact. And it's caused by this combination of narrow pores, excess oil and food, some sugar, and bacteria. And what they do is the bacteria colonize these pores, eat the food, irritate our skin. Our body sends in white blood cells, causes inflammation. These little pores pinch off or seal off. And now you got a pimple underneath your skin. It hurts and it swells and gets pussy. And there's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Too much detail. So anyways, the question is, what can we do to treat this? And the standard answer is, what you need to do is you need to clean your skin. Now, if you clean your skin, you're going to strip it of oil. And that's not going to help in a way because there's going to be less food for the bacteria. Unfortunately, by half a day, you've already made all that oil back.
Oil back. The body's pretty resilient. Yeah.
Yeah, and it replaces the oil as best it can. And then what it does is the bacteria that got stripped as well as the oil, the normal healthy bacteria that were fighting off the bad bacteria, they're gone now. And so it's virgin territory. So the bad bacteria, which tend to be more resilient in terms of colonizing, move in, and now you got acne like you never had before. I mean, your acne is actually worse.
Washing your face is worse.
Yeah.
So you'd still want to keep it clean, right, of like dirt.
Yeah, you don't want to let dirt build up on your face. What usually is a mild antibiotic preparation, benzoyl peroxide, for example, and other kinds of things. See, they kill bacteria. What they'll do is they'll strip the bacteria and basically sterilize your skin. Now, if you could keep that up all the time, every minute, it might be helpful, except for you're not going to get healthy skin out of that. Your skin's going to begin to break down. It's not designed to be washed 10 times a day. What it's designed to be do is get a coating of oil on the outside of it, which protects it. Your oil actually protects your skin. It forms this barrier so that water and dirt and other bacteria and things can't get into it. Your body's making the oil on purpose. It's not an accident. It's there to keep us healthy.
So I have a study that actually backs this up. And the title here is, let's see here. People who have previously suffered from acne are likely to have longer telomeres, and that is protective against aging.
So people who have acne who are prone to acne tend to have better skin. You didn't say that, but that's part of this study as well. There's part of the logic of this. And the reason for that is because they got a lot of oil on their skin.
So this is a study out of King's College, 2016. So it's a little bit old, but it's what they found was they were measuring the cells. And
2016? That's not that old.
As research goes, it's ancient history. But they can measure the health of the cells and how long the cells are likely to live is what it is. They're aging the cells. And people who have acne have younger cells.
Isn't that lovely? So that's a comfort if you have acne. I'm sorry, it's a small comfort for your teenage girl to know that you're going to live longer.
Well, your cells will live longer. And cells that die off early create things like wrinkles and discoloration in the skin.
Yeah,
and things
you're going to have better quality skin. We've seen this. This is actually something that we've noted in our clinic, that people who have had acne as young people tend to have better, more healthy skin as adults.
Because it's more oily.
Yeah, because their skin's more oily, as long as they don't strip the oil off their skin. This is a real problem in our society. We have a society that is very focused on keeping our skin clean and keeping it stripped of oils and keeping our lives stripped of oils, really. We want to keep things clean, clean, clean. So what it is, what happens is you clean your skin, you use soap on your face, you pull all the oil off of it.
And it gets dry.
And then it gets dry.
So you put oil on it.
And now, so you moisturize your face, right?
Yeah.
And now you've disrupted the normal bacterial colonies and everything goes to hell in a handbasket. And so what you end up doing is you try to use more stuff.
Yeah,
you clean it better.
Clog your pores with makeup so you look prettier. Talked about this already. We got it worked out.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. The other thing, let's talk about some other alternative treatments. One of the things that you can do is you can actually promote healthier skin by cleaning it or doing various things that don't completely strip your skin down to the bare ground.
Because you still want to take the dirt off.
Yeah, so one of the things you can do is you can take an herbal preparation that's mildly antibiotic, just to knock down the edge of the antibiotic, but not strip it totally, and you know, keep your skin clean and tingly and fresh without actually stripping it. And there's an example of this. One is one of the herbs is thyme. You can actually put a little thyme on a cotton ball.
Actually, have that study here too. That one's from
2012. Boy, you were
prepared. I know, right? I looked this one up. This is from the Society of General Microbiology, and they found that thyme was more effective than antibiotics. And the thought is, thyme as a plant has had a long history of bacteria wars. And it is ready to go.
But it's not comprehensive. It's not a nuclear bomb. It won't strip your skin of everything good. That's the thing. That's the point I'm making. What it does is it knocks out the bad actors but leaves the good actors, so your skin tends to be healthier. Also, it doesn't strip your skin of oil. It just, you know, takes a little off the edge but doesn't deplete it. It's not that good a cleaner. It's not a scrub. By any means, it's mild. Therein is the secret.
Mild. So however you get mild time into your routine
mild.
There.
So what I tell people to do, I get no traction by telling people, especially teenage girls, don't wash your face. That is just crazy talk. Who's going to do that? It just doesn't get any traction, doesn't go anywhere. So what I'll tell them to do instead is wash your face less and don't use soap. Now, that's hard enough.
Use water?
Yep.
So
water.
When I was a
don't
kid,
use soap.
I was a swimmer into my teenage years, and I found that the chlorine caused problems.
Yep. Chlorine also strips your skin, also damages the bacteria. It's a lovely sanitizer.
We use it
to kill all the bacteria in our water, right? Chlorinated water is sterile water. It doesn't have any bacteria in it, or extremely few, only kind of the cysts of the very toughest bacteria there ever was can survive chlorine. Chlorine is actually very good at sanitizing. Too much, it damages your skin. And swimmers tend to have worse skin.
Dry skin.
Yep. And they tend to have acne. They tend to be worse overall. They also tend to have brittle hair. That's another thing that happens.
It bleaches it pretty bad.
Strips the oil off your hair. I'm sorry. It's tough to be a parent of swimmers.
So like getting in the pool, though, is be washing your face in chlorine.
Yep, that's what you're doing. So, you know, we also like people to be able to swim. It's fun, and you know, you do what you can.
So you could add the oil back?
You can't. Yes, you can. You can. Here's what you do. Drink fish oil. Notice the word I use.
From
drink.
The inside.
From the inside. Put the oil back in on the inside. When you put it on the inside, the oil attaches to the bottom of your skin. Deep, way deeper than lotion could ever get. And it grows out with your skin. So if you chug fish oil every day, your skin's going to be healthier, oilier, appropriately oilier. Here in Fairbanks, it's so dry.
That's the other problem, is even the air sucks it out.
Yeah, it's so dry that it's hard to keep your skin from getting rashy and itchy and cracked.
You see that a fair bit at the clinic.
Every day? Three times a day? twice today?
Twice today,
yeah. Yeah, right. For sure, twice today. And just the people who have been in the clinic and talk to me know I go on and on and on about the health benefits of fish oil. It's probably the single most common thing I put in using my practice, because it helps with your blood, it helps with your brain, it helps with your inflammation, it helps with your skin, it helps with your mood, it helps with a zillion things. Let's fix on the skin here. The skin is much, much, much healthier.
So if somebody had acne, fish oil might be a good idea.
Yep. Now, it's funny because it goes against common sense, because fish oil is going to put more oil in your skin. But remember, we don't want to strip all the oil from your skin. We want your skin to be healthy and resistant to bacterial infiltration. We don't want the bad bacteria coming in and taking over. We want to build up our bacteria reserve to resist these infections. We want, basically what they are is mercenaries. There's a war going on your skin, and we want the good guys to win. So we better build them up. We better do what we can to pay their wage.
So, right. Right? The other thing about fish oil is one capsule every other day isn't going to do it.
No, it's not enough. Not by a 12th, not by a 24th.
So this is not going to do anything.
No,
you got to
get in a tablespoon of fish oil every day to have it do much good. Less than that is like, meh. It just isn't enough. Be thinking about how much skin you have, and a tablespoon of fish oil, it's got a lot of skin to cover. And it can, as long as you put that tablespoon every day, and it bit by bit fills in all those little cracks in your skin from the bottom up.
What happens if you take too much fish oil?
You get loose stools. You can't absorb it. And
it's not going to hurt you.
No, it doesn't kill you at all. It's just more than your body can absorb. It's unabsorbed, so it sticks in your poop. And you poop it out. So it's not really
You don't have to worry about overdosing.
No.
No.
Other than diarrhea, if you use too much of it.
Not a good time, though. All right. You'll know.
Fish oil is so fabulous. You quit selling it.
When you recommend that people take something, though, and you recommend a dosage, it's nice to know
Nice to know what would happen if you decided to drink the whole bottle at once.
You're not going to get mercury poisoning or something?
No. They tested for mercury, so there's no mercury in it. So what you want to do is don't drink the whole bottle at once. Bad idea. So we're right here at the end of the show. We got about one more minute. Let me summarize and say you can fix your skin. What you're going to need to do is you're going to need to think differently. Don't think like I'm going to go in and wreck everything and eradicate the
chemical
acne.
Warfare.
No, it's a bad idea. It didn't work for, you know, your lawn pests and whatever you try to do this, it just comes up short. Better thing to do is think about how the system runs, how to keep it running healthy all on its own. And if you don't strip the skin from the oil from your skin, you're going to be better off. If you don't strip the bacteria from your skin, you're going to be better off. If you don't feed the bacteria excess amounts of carbohydrates, you're going to be better off. One thing we didn't mention was niacin. There's research showing that niacin is helpful as well. It's a B vitamin.
B vitamin, yeah.
Now, the reason why niacin is helpful, because it helps regulate our blood sugars. The blood sugars tend to come down. It's the same thing we do for people with diabetes. We put them on niacin. We can put them on chromium. We can put them on some herbs. There's a bunch of things you can do that just help balance your blood sugars. You know what? All the stuff that works for diabetes works for acne. It helps the acne as well.
So basically you're treating diabetes. Even if you don't have it.
I had a professor in school said, acne is diabetes of the skin. Really? I didn't know that. So the research we've seen shows that if you can not just avoid sugar, that's not enough, but really eat healthy, that is what turns a case. That is the number one thing we do. It's funny, we saved it right at the end of the show, but that's the thing that works the most. Holy moly, I got another 14 things I could say too, but we're just going to have to cut it off. We're out of time. Audrey, thank you for bringing this interesting subject to the show. You know, we have a gut clinic, so we don't really treat that much acne, even though I have two acne patients scheduled tomorrow. It does fit with guts. It does, because when we get people's guts working better, their skin is healthier. They feel better, their immune system works better, and it really does help. So it turns out there's a lot we have to say about acne and how to do it. Again, thank you for bringing this up.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to let everybody know you've been listening to Health Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Scott Looper. I am the chief medical officer at the at the White Spruce Medical here in Fairbanks at the Steese Medical Center, where we treat gastrointestinal diseases like irritable bowel, gastritis, heartburn, things like that. So I want you guys to stay safe, stay healthy, stay in touch.
You've been listening to Health Talk on KFAR Radio, brought to you by White Spruce Medical in the Steese Medical Center. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to KFARradio.com and go to the archives page for more Health Talk. Local stories, local programs, local news, local talk radio. We are KFAR.